I kind of left some of you up there in question of what in earth I was talking about. I want to try to explain a little bit more, because every time when you look at all of the holy days and what God, quote, commands us to do, end of quote, we may not fully understand everything, but when you look at the details, you will see this is how God works. And about the gleaning of the field, not to glean it, and to keep the corners for the poor and for the stranger, that tells you the work of the Creator of heaven and earth and how He does things. And when we carry out, in agrarian society, if you actually carried out those exact precise commandments, because He made it a commandment, it's not something people would normally do, a normal person would harvest their crop, and they go back and they glean it, make sure to get it all, so they would have a good crop the following year. But the Elohim says, no, you will not do it. You will leave it there for others. And I mentioned there in John, the 4th chapter, when He says that you have worked, but you do not work. Yeah, you worked in the harvesting of it, but you didn't plant it. You didn't work it. And what did you get back? You got eternal life. And then He said, now take a look at the fields. It's ripe out there. And it's time to bring in the grain, or bring in life. And so the grain pictures the picture of life and how God works with life. And Yahshua was there for 2 days. I'm not going to explain why it was 2 days. It was very fascinating. He was there for 2 days. And He was, in one sense, cleaning the field and having the people have life. Because that town of Samaria, they believed Him. So you see a picture of the Shavuot on how God works. I didn't make myself too very clear last week, but every time we do a holy day, whether it's Feast Tabernacles, whether it's the Day of Atonement, whether it's Feast of Trumpets or anything else of the sin, it's what God does. And when we carry out those actions that He does, it helps us as human beings to become united more and more with Him. Because you see His thoughts, His mind, His purpose, His goal, and His wisdom, and His will. That's why, you know, I missed my sense last week, didn't clear, make that clear. So I want to kind of make it a little more clear today. Does anybody understand that a little bit better? Every time we do something, including we're here on Sabbath day, technically speaking, this is the work of the Creator of heaven and earth. This is that when you're doing this, you're coming more bonded to Him every single Shabbat. And it gets you closer and closer to Him. Now, it takes a lifetime, but for all eternity, it'll be there for all eternity with Him. So when we go enter into His rest, we are part of His life, part of His being, part of His will, and part of His choice.